Everything was good and perfect. Adam and Eve lived there in the garden with God. They could share the same place as God. It was well good, as the children have told us. Until, that is, Adam and Eve chose to disobey God. They chose to do their own thing. Sin and evil entered our well-good world. And God had to send Adam and Eve out of his special place. There was a division between heaven and earth. First of all, there was no division. Heaven and earth, God and mankind together. But Adam and Eve chose to do their own thing and ignore God, and heaven and earth were ripped apart. Now, men and God were apart, separate. We cannot be with God. God cannot be with us. God cursed the ground. It would be hard for Adam to work the ground. There would be thorns and there would be thistles. It would be hard, painful, tiring work in the world upon earth. But in heaven, heaven is God's place of rest, of beauty. There is nothing wrong. But these places now are separate. Now, can I have two volunteers? Somebody who's willing to be an angel and somebody who's willing to be a shepherd. Who wants to be an angel? Come on, Em. I think it's very fitting that we have a male angel, because usually in nativity plays, they're always girls, aren't they? But there's nothing...
Gabriel was a boy.
Gabriel was a man, yeah, a male. There we go. And, as we'll see in a moment, we often say we make our angels look rather cute, but there was nothing cute about Gabriel. Okay, who's going to be our shepherd? Arthur, come on then. Now, these two guys are going to represent heaven and earth. Who do you think who represents heaven, do you think? Matthew? The angel. So Arthur, the shepherd, represents earth. Can you get your arms out? Mm-hmm. Well done. Okay, so let's have you separate for the moment. There we go. Shepherds were human beings from earth, angels from heaven. Shepherds were living out in the fields with, as your poem said, the smelly sheep poos. Angels came from the beauty and the perfection of heaven. The shepherds were out, where were they? They were out in the fields at what time of day? Preston. When? 10 o'clock. It was at night. That's right. And it was dark. If you go out at night at 10 o'clock, it's dark. The shepherds were in the dark, but the angels are full of light. Can you see the differences? The shepherds looked after those smelly animals, but the angel came with a special message from God. The shepherds would grow old. I'm sorry to say, you will grow old. The shepherds would one day get ill and they would die. But the angels would live with God in heaven forever. The difference between heaven and earth. Is that a question?
Yes.
Come on then.
Don't when people die they go into heaven?
Yeah.
Ah, well, we'll get there. Don't jump the story. Now, shepherds are usually brave men like Arthur. They were used to protecting their sheep against wolves and wild animals and thieves that would come and take their sheep away. And they lived out in the night. They slept in the fields overnight to protect their sheep. So they were strong and brave men. But when the angel appeared, were they brave and strong?
Nope.
You see, the angel wasn't rather cute like this. The angel terrified them. Have you ever felt terrified? Absolutely, totally scared and frightened, petrified. They were scared because the glory of the Lord shone around. Now, to try and help us, you're in the right position there. Stay there. Okay? I don't know if that, does that work? A little bit. The glory of the Lord, light shone. Yeah, put your arm, put your wings out. The glory of God shone around. Now, you're all looking at this quite easily, but they'd have been chilled in their eyes. They were so scared at this bright, you don't look very scared. They'd have been scared at this bright light. The glory of God is the resplendent beauty or magnificence of God. You see, God, children, is perfect in every way. If you tried to measure how perfect and how beautiful God is, you would run out of tape measure. If you tried to describe how beautiful God is, you would run out of words. And as we think about who God is, we should be gobsmacked. We should be blown over. Even as we think about who God is, if we really understood and saw God for who he is, we too would be terrified. If we truly saw God for who he really is, we would be terrified. God is so wonderfully amazing, great, holy, pure, powerful, wise, loving. It blazes out from God. And even an angel that had been in the presence of God displayed, reflected God's glory. I'm going to have a coughing fit, sorry. Instead of trying to describe God's glory, it helps if we can see it. So, the Bible tells us skies, they declare God's glory. When we see an amazing sunset, or we look at the stars, or on the TV, we're told about the size of the galaxy, the number of stars, the billions and trillions of miles. That declares to us God's glory, his greatness, his beauty, his power, his wisdom. Well, Habakkuk 3 says that God's splendor is like a sunrise. Have you ever been up early and seen a sunrise, the beautiful big sun coming up, and it displays glory like God's glory. We're told in Revelation that heaven won't need any moon or sun because God will give it light. And when the Israelites saw Moses go up on top the mountain, they were scared. They trembled because on top of the mountain, God's glory. The top of the mountain was burning. God's glory. Now, you and I cannot see God. Moses asked God to show him his glory. And God said to Moses, "You cannot look at my face and live." And then when Aaron, the priest in the Old Testament, wanted to go into the most special place in the temple, he had to do lots of things to prepare himself to go in once a year. Here's some things he had to do. What's that? What's he doing there? What's he doing there, Matthew? He's having a bath, yes. Aaron had to wash himself clean before he went into the presence of God's glory. Next, Aaron had to put on some special clothes. He didn't just wear his own clothes. He had to wear special clothes. Then, strangely enough, into that very special place, he had to take a bull. He had to take that for a sad reason. He had to take it and he had to kill the bull. And the bull was a representation of him. Instead of Aaron dying as he went to the presence of God, the bull would die instead. Then he took two goats. And one of the goats would die for God's people, instead of God's people dying. The other one was called a scapegoat. Set free. Like we can be set free. And he would carry their sins away. And the last thing he had to do was to light a little, some incense and the smoke. Can you see the smoke coming up there? The smoke would go up in front of the glory of God, and the smoke would cover God's glory so that Aaron did not look straight into the glory of God. Lots of things to protect him from the wonder and the magnificence and the holiness of God. Now, the angel came, and the angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy. The angels were terrified, but the angel didn't want them to be scared. He said, I've got good news for you. It's good news for all the people because a Savior has come, and that Savior is Christ the Lord. You see, folks, we are like the shepherds. We're in the dark. We're of the earth. We are sinful human beings who do our own thing. But God wants us to be with him. God sent Jesus to deal with the thing that separates us from him and his glory. The Savior had been born. God doesn't want to punish us for our sin. He wants to forgive us for our sin. And so he sent the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Do you remember that we said in the children's story that God and man could not be friends? Well, God wants us to be his friends. He wants to be us to belong to him. Now, I'm going to switch this one off for a moment. How is it that God could be our friend if sin is such a problem? Now, here I've got a nice new present that I've bought myself before Christmas. It's a very powerful torch. It's so powerful that if I shine it in your eyes, it would probably damage your eyes, so I'm not going to do that. But that's a bit like us looking at God. We cannot look at God and live. Now, we know that God came to us as a little baby. How can God be on earth when we cannot look at God? Well, this is what he did. Imagine this is that glory of God that we cannot look at, okay? There's the bright light. And the glory of God, Jesus who was God, came to earth as a baby. And the Bible tells us that the glory of God was kind of wrapped inside a human body. I can't wrap it inside this baby's body, so I'm going to wrap it up inside this cloth, okay? Oh, and I've broken my new torch. Okay? So the glory of God was wrapped up. Now, some pictures we see on Christmas cards has a halo. Jesus didn't really have light shining out of him. I'm trying to describe to you that the baby was God, completely God. But in order for him to be with us and for Jesus to be on earth, his glory had to be wrapped in a human body, okay? So that he could grow up. Oh, let's leave that now. There we go. So, as your story told us, Jesus grew up, he became a carpenter, but then Jesus went to the cross and he died. Jesus went to the cross and died, and he was like that bull and the goat that Aaron took into the Holy of Holies. Jesus died instead of us, so that we don't have to keep killing animals, so that God will forgive us for all the wrong things we do. Jesus himself was killed. He died in our place so that we can be forgiven. And then, here's a wonderful thing that happened. Right, boys, I want you to help me here. Who's our heavenly being? There's our heavenly being. Can you hold that one? And then our earthly being. Oh, Arthur, you come across here. Can you hold that one just about there? Right, don't join them together. Oh, there it is. When Jesus died on the cross, it was like he was linking heaven and earth. He was making it possible for us to have access to heaven, for us to be friends with God. Jesus took away our sin if we believe in him and trust in him. And then God can come to us, God can live in us by his Holy Spirit. But one day, Jesus is actually going to come back into this world. Not as a baby, but he's going to come as a king. And then, boys, we can put these back together. And God is going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And they will not be separate. There won't even be a crack. It will be a completely wonderful new heaven and earth. And people that are from earth and people that are from heaven will be together. And everybody who's believed in the Lord Jesus and asked him to forgive them for their sin can be in this wonderful new heaven and earth, never to be separate, never to be divided, and all because Jesus came, God came, and he died for us to forgive us for our sin. We can be friends with God. And as the children's story told us, it's well, good news. It's the best news, good news of great joy, not just for us, but for all people. Thank you, Shepherd. Thank you, Angel. And thank you, everybody, for bearing with my cold. Yeah, you can put your props on the floor. That's great. I'm going to say a little prayer. It's a very simple prayer. It's a prayer that all of us can pray if we want to be friends with God. If we want to not only be friends with God now in this world and to know that God is going to live inside of us and be with us and forgive us, but a prayer that will enable us to be with God forever, to be with God in heaven when we die. The question was a good one. Can't we go to heaven when we die? Yes, we can, but only if we've asked Jesus to forgive us. Only if we've trusted in God's Son. It's not for everybody. And so it's important that we pray this prayer. If you'd like to make this prayer your own, then as Aaron had said, you need to listen to what I'm saying and you need to add your amen at the end. And if you do, I'd love to know that you've done that. I'd love you to come to me afterwards and say, Paul, I want Jesus to be my friend. I want Jesus to forgive me for all the wrong things that I do. I want God in my life to help me to live a life that pleases him. And I want to be with him in heaven one day. So listen to these words. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you that you so love the world that you sent your one and only Son, the Lord Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God, we confess, we own up to the fact that we do things that are wrong. We say things that are wrong and do things that are wrong. We hurt people. And we pray that because of Jesus, you would forgive us. Lord Jesus, would you forgive me for the wrong things that I do? Forgive me that you are not the most important thing in my life. Thank you that you died on the cross in my place and that I can be forgiven forever. that you can be my friend forever, and that when our time to die comes, we can be in heaven with you. And thank you, Jesus, that one day you're coming back to make a wonderful, perfect new world again. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for Christmas and for Easter and all that you do for us. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the angel came, and we're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That means, hark means listen. Listen to what the angels sing. And they sang this, Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, because God and sinners are reconciled. That's a wonderful Christmas carol with wonderful words. Let's sing them with meaning as we praise God for Jesus.